Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. We come now to the end of the week, and let's finish putting down before us the things we do know about Melchizedek. Next week, we will talk about what we do not know, and I will suggest to you some ways to resolve what is not immediately obvious to us in the biblical text. I hope that you will plan to be with us each weekday at this time on this very fine radio station, and or to continue to download and listen to this podcast. Oh, and be sure and tell others about the ministry of God Is. Every episode is available by simply visiting godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. This is episode number 1,200. A nice even number, 1,200. And you can search the archives and get all the teaching that has preceded this with a few simple clicks online. So if you benefit from our time together, share this website with someone whom you feel might be interested or should be interested. Also, I will welcome it if you write to me and tell me what has been helpful for you. My mailing address is God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. And my email address is mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. And Mark is spelled with a K. If you've been with us, then you know we have identified six things that are true about this king, Melchizedek. As we end the week together, let's turn to Numbers 7 and 8, and these go together in a rather beautiful way. Point number 7, Melchizedek blessed Abram from God. Point number 8, Melchizedek blessed God for Abram. I am borrowing these insights from Matthew Henry in his concise and very insightful commentary on Genesis. Point number 7, Melchizedek blessed Abram from God. Point number 8, Melchizedek blessed God for Abram. Listen to Genesis 14 and verse 19. Melchizedek blessed Abram and said, "Blessed be Abram of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth." With these words, notice how Melchizedek blessed Abram from God. Oh, it is a blessing to be of God Most High, the possessor of heaven and earth. Just think back on what we learned about these names for God earlier this week. Do you belong to this God? It is quite likely that someone's, I think plural, are listening to me right now who think of yourselves as servants to another god, say the gods of Hinduism, or Islam, or Buddhism, or some other religion. And then, of course, there are a plethora of gods and goddesses in our culture. And have you dedicated yourself to one or more of these? I say to you, based on the truth that is communicated through this Bible, there is only one God. He is God Most High. He is the possessor of heaven and of this earth. He is the Lord, and He is it. I urge you to consider, really, think carefully about this. Is it possible that you have been worshiping a God that does not even exist? Melchizedek and Abram, his name later changed to Abraham. These great men of old, they believed in God also, but they believed in the God that is not your God. In love and with respect, I invite you to continue along with us as we meet and get to know the God who is. I want to introduce you to Him, and my sincere desire is that you will know Him in all His glory, and that you will dedicate your life to God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. Melchizedek blessed Abram from God. This is our point number 7. And related, here is point number 8. Melchizedek blessed God for Abram. I'm reading again in Genesis chapter 14 and verse 20. Melchizedek speaks, "And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand." Here the blessing goes to God. Bible commentator Matthew Henry writes, "In all our prayers, we must praise God and join hallelujahs with all our hosannas. These are the spiritual sacrifices we must offer up daily and upon particular occasions. God, as the Most High God, must have the glory of all our victories. In them, he shows himself higher than our enemies and higher than we. For without him, we can do nothing." Matthew Henry is right. We bless God for the victories in our lives, just as Melchizedek blessed God for the victory in Abram's life. Let me give you 2 examples from elsewhere in the Hebrew scripture when God was rightfully blessed and given praise for the victory he gave to his people. I have in mind Exodus chapter 17. If you have a Bible handy, turn to the right from Genesis to Exodus several pages, or scroll down that screen to Exodus chapter 17, and we will put in at verse 8. This is great. One of my favorite passages, maybe yours also. I'm reading now in the book of Exodus chapter 17, beginning in verse 8. "Then Amalek came and fought against Israel at Rephidim. So Moses said to Joshua, 'Choose men for us and go out, fight against Amalek. Tomorrow I will station myself on the top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand.' Joshua did as Moses told him and fought against Amalek, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. So it came about when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed, and when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy. Then they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and one on the other. Thus his hands were steady until the sun set. So Joshua overwhelmed Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Write this in a book as a memorial and recite it to Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven.' Moses built an altar and named it, 'The Lord is my banner.' And he said, 'The Lord has sworn, the Lord will have war against Amalek from generation to generation.'" Wow, God got the victory. And Moses built an altar to God Most High and declared, "The Lord is my banner." Moses blessed God, just like Melchizedek blessed God. And in Exodus chapter 18, so the very next chapter, Moses is in dialogue with his father-in-law, a man named Jethro. And listen to what Jethro says about God to Moses. I will read Exodus 18 verses 8 through 11. Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord had done to Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake, all the hardship that had befallen them on the journey, and how the Lord had delivered them. Jethro rejoiced over all the goodness to which the Lord had done to Israel in delivering them from the hand of the Egyptians. So Jethro said, "Blessed be the Lord who delivered you from the hand of the Egyptians and from the hand of Pharaoh, and who delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all the gods." Did you catch Jethro's testimony? I love this. "Now I know that the Lord is greater than all the gods." Oh yes, friends, God Most High is the God, and He is great. Let's bless Him by serving and worshiping Him alone. Let there be no God in your life but God Most High, Moses' God, Melchizedek's God, Abraham's God. And one more example is found in 1 Samuel chapter 7. This is the true story of how God delivered the Israelites from the Philistines, and I just have time to emphasize verses 10 and 12. The Philistines drew near to battle against Israel, but the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day against the Philistines and confused them so that they were routed before Israel. Verse 12, then Samuel took a stone and named it Ebenezer, saying, "Thus far the Lord has helped us." Samuel did what Moses had done and what Melchizedek had done. Samuel blessed God. 1 Samuel chapter 7. In these passages, God was rightfully blessed and given praise for the victory He gave to His people. As Matthew Henry said, God, as the Most High God, must have the glory of all our victories. In them He shows Himself higher than our enemies and higher than we, for without Him we could do nothing. This is so true, and I hope you will join me in blessing God this weekend. To review, in Genesis 14 we have seen Melchizedek blessed Abram from God, and Melchizedek blessed God for Abram. This we do know, and we have learned much this week. And when you join me again next week, we will talk about Melchizedek a bit more. So give thought to what has been said today, and join us all again on Monday as we continue to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.